Hello?
Oh, hi, Trevor.
One moment, please. Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Trevor?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Trevor. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. I was just following up. I know that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, it's just basically, you know, what y'all offer is stuff that I can do on my own. And I am starting out, and, like, it's not going to really be in the funds with it, so I might as well stop it before I get to me, basically. Just stop it now before I just get too deep into something that I don't feel like I view necessary for my business to grow currently, because I'm growing at a good rate for the position I'm in. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I understand. You're kind of trying to pace it a little bit, it sounds like, right?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. So I need to give you some options, only because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's just because, as soon as we bring someone on board, we start all the programming and bought the call tracking number and, you know, did the directories and whatnot. So one option that I can give you, only because you're right, if you were an SEO guru and you had hundreds of hours, you know, monthly to dedicate to this, you could do it on your own, but that would cost you a lot more money in your time spent. And the reason I say that is that I had a guy several months ago, and it was funny because he was like, I'm fine. And I'm like, what does that mean? And he said, well, I bought the manuals on Google Analytics, and I'm studying the algorithms, and I'm going to get there on my own, and I don't need your services. And this guy, he studied those manuals. He was, for about 4 weeks, going through and reconstructing his website and putting in meta tags and phrases, making sure they were in line with algorithms. At about the six-week mark, he started to see something happening where he was, you know, seeing himself on the first page. But then the next day, he was removed. And he, you know, and Google will do that. If something's slightly out of criteria, they'll remove the listing. So he went back in and he did another month's worth of revisions, and the same thing happened. He saw himself starting to show, and then he was removed again. And he called us and he said, you know, this just became a matter of how valuable is my time. And he thought, you know, for what he was paying, I mean, for you, it's like $8 a day. And I'm sure that when you go out and do a service call, you make a lot more money, you know, than $8, you know. So he said, I'd rather be out, you know, just taking on new clients and, you know, making money there than sitting in my office trying to study manuals and reconstruct websites, you know, never to even know if I'm going to be there or not, you know. So one thing I could do for you, Trevor, if you wanted to and if you're open to this, is since you already paid, I could give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get New Age Fireplace and Services on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way you can recoup some of that money that you spent. And then with that extra 2 weeks applied, you're going to have all the way until June 27th. So keep in mind, you know, you're still on a month-to-month program, so if come June 27th, you still don't want to continue, no problem. It's July 27th, I'm sorry, that you would have. So come July 27th, if you call in and, you know, you wanted to cancel, you could still do that, but that way at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Okay, so instead of it being July 13th, it would be July 27th as well.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay, well, actually, I'm done with that, and it'll give me a little more time save up and make sure, you know, I can pay y'all.
Yeah, you know, I always say if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend it every time. So with that extra time, you know, on the back end, you'll have plenty of time to, you know, make some return on it too, which is going to be nice. So I already pushed that billing out for you to July 27th. And if you need anything else in the future, you could always call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And then I just want to scan the notes on your account real quickly and see. Did you send over the photos yet for the Google optimization? They sent you an email that said action needed.
Yes. I have sent photos and on my business card because
yes.
I made these business cards that I've been putting out.
Okay.
With my original email on them. And I'm pretty sure Google might flag that because it's not, like, the same email as I have. It's not the same email I have across all my platforms simply because I didn't put that extra time into making an email before I made business cards. So.
Oh, I see. So I don't know if that's going to flag it or not, and here's why. The reason Google even has you send those pictures, and I think there's like 7 different things on that email that they suggest. Obviously, you don't have to send all 7. You just send over what you can. And what their objective behind that is to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page of Google is to actually have a valid business in the area. So when Google asks for those pictures, all they're wanting to do is solidify that you're an actual business within that Meridianville, Alabama area. That's why, you know, one of the options was a work vehicle with a license plate. If they see like a different state license plate or something like that, that would throw a red flag, right? But if everything's consistent and you're still within that area, even if you have a different email, I don't think that's going to alarm them whatsoever. They just want to know that you're a valid business in the area, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can, put that idea to rest. I mean, and of course, if for some reason they need anything else from you, they'll reach out to you again. But that's really, really good that you got that done ahead of the curve so that we have those documents, you know, in the event that, you know, Google needs to see something. So.
Okay. All right. And is there anything that extra that you see that I may have to do on my end? Did I get everything filled out for y'all that was sent?
Photos needed for optimizing your listing, it's saying. That was sent last week. I don't know if you did that. That's a different type of photo. That's more for making your Google listing relevant and helping you with conversion. So I can resend that email if you don't think you did that part yet. Other than that, did you already grant us access to your Facebook business page?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so let me look at that email, the photos needed for optimization.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I'll resend that one to you. That's the only one I don't think that's been taken care of, but everything else looks like it has. So I'll send that to you. And then if you have any questions on it, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Trevor. Bye.